Welcome back, everybody. Or welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn, host of the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've got a most excellent co-host, Tom Paulswitz, Navy veteran, small business owner, former congressional candidate. He joins me every Thursday in the 2 to 3 hour to talk all things politics. Tom and I bringing onto the show this Thursday our good friend and now yours, Colin Seeberger of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. Colin knows more than probably anybody does, except for those that wrote it, about Project 2025. Welcome, gentlemen. I promised our listeners that we would hear from Donald Trump in Tuesday's debate denying any knowledge of Project 2025. And then we would immediately play for you the sound that proves that he actually does very much know what Project 2025 is. So why don't we begin here? Brian, let the debate clip rip.
I know she knows better than anyone. I have nothing to do with Project 2025. That's out there. I haven't read it. I don't want to read it purposely. I'm not going to read it. This was a group of people that got together. They came up with some ideas, I guess some good, some bad.
So, first of all, I would really like to return to a time in presidential politics, gentlemen, where one of the candidates doesn't say, well, I haven't read that, as like a point of pride, that like my complete lack of knowledge about this topic is a good thing here, which, anyways, we could spend all day on that. Disclaims any knowledge. Again, roughly, by some estimates, 200 of the authors and contributors to Project 2025 worked in the Trump administration. He's taken multiple private jet rides with the guy that runs the Heritage Foundation that pulled all this together. J.D. Vance wrote the foreword to the book, whose release has now been delayed to after the election, written by the guy that runs the Heritage Foundation. These are all birds of a feather. They stick together. It's it's the same people doing the same stuff. And here is the sound. Colin, set up this clip because you know exactly what it was. Bless you. You tweeted it out as he lied his pants off at the debate on Tuesday. But this clip is where Donald Trump is basically saying to the Heritage Foundation and his leader, thank you so much for this incredible policy document and roadmap. Tell us, set it up for us, Colin.
Yeah, this is back in 2022, right, when the Heritage Foundation was really getting into the thick of crafting this thing. Donald Trump is doing an event with them, and he praises them as crafting the agenda that he and his movement are going to make happen if they get power again. It is, you know, so black and white, and yes, it really just, you know, pushes any sort of, you know, credibility, you know, is asking people to basically ignore what's happening before their own eyes. It's, yes, it's beyond incredible. So I just think that, you know, if you look at that, you look at the fact that, like, the people who wrote the chapters in this book literally were his cabinet secretaries. Yes. It's not some junior staffer.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
These are the people that you
led
chose because they were the best minds, right, on these issues.
According to him.
So this idea that you're just going to etch a sketch, you know, yourself away from this, or, you know, try to put lipstick on a pig or something,
yes,
is it's
stupid.
It's beyond believable.
Let's listen to it. Here's Trump back in 2021.
I need to add to this.
Yeah.
He's the keynote speaker.
Yes.
At a Heritage Foundation, yeah, dinner. That is what this is. So either he doesn't know what has happened, he doesn't remember, or he's lying.
Yeah.
I know she knows better than anyone. I have nothing to do with. Our country is going to hell. The critical job of institutions such as Heritage is to lay the groundwork, and Heritage does such an incredible job at that. This is a great group, and they're going to lay the groundwork and detail plans for exactly what our movement will do and what your movement will do when the American people give us a colossal mandate to save America. And that's coming. That's coming.
I mean, if you were in a courtroom, right, that is the smoking gun piece of evidence.
Oh, yeah,
Donald Trump should know something about being in a courtroom and being found guilty.
Yes.
There is your evidence.
Right.
Right. Exactly.
It's so, Tom, when we think about And when I think about what is encapsulated in Project 2025 and the extreme bend on, again, gutting civil service, litmus testing based on personal loyalty, key positions in government at across every conceivable agency, right? What I think of is not only is this more extreme, but this is where Republicans have frankly been moving for a long time. It's this idea of the, quote, unitary executive. So the Donald Trump trying to draw some sort of lying, false distinction between his platform and what Project 2025 endorses is belied by the decades of advocacy across the Republican Party, not just the neo-fascist Christian evangelical extreme, but across the Republican Party to pursue this unitary executive theory, which means this incredible consolidation of power, that there isn't a balance of power amongst the branches any longer, that it is really dominated by the executive branch. And the reason that conservatives and Republicans have been banging this drum and engaging in this slow march towards, and listen, a unitarian executive is closer to authoritarianism than a balancing of three branches of government, of course. But the reason that they're doing this is for one simple reason, right? And it gets into their election interference, their bogus rationales, their lies about voter ID, all of this. And it's because the demography of the United States of America will render the Republican Party irrelevant if they cannot morph their policies to match what the vast majority of Americans want government to do, which is better represented by the Democratic Party. So the idea that there's some daylight between Donald Trump and his fascist version of this and the 25 plus years of the direction that the GOP has been moving in to begin with that laid the groundwork for all this just strains credulity. Am I off base here, Tom? And I ask you because you've knocked more doors of Republicans than I ever have.
Yeah, and this is, to me, this is the end result of Grover Norquist basically saying we need to shrink the size of the federal government down to the size that we can, you know, kill it off in a bathtub. And, you know, but the part that's scarier to me is it's not the gutting of the EPA. It's not the gutting of the IRS. It's not all those other things. It's the turning the military. It's turning the National Guard. It's weaponizing our justice system against perceived enemies. You know, I read today or yesterday that there are a number of attorney generals across the United States who are preparing to make sure they're being able to protect their own National Guards legally against the use by the federal government. And when you start to really think about those things, that becomes, at least to me, scary in a sense that you have someone who's willing to use the power of the presidency to go after, as he explained in a Truth, that he wants to go after not only political opponents, but donors of those political opponents.
Yes. We'll talk more with Tom Paulsiewicz, one of the most reasonable men in Wisconsin politics, and Colin Seeberger of the Center for American Progress Action Fund. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show. And you're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.
Now you're going to believe me or your lying eyes.